Here in Washington, it turns out FEMA took an unusually hands-on approach to explaining its response to the Southern California wildfires. Here's NPR's David Folkenflik.
The last time the nation turned its lonely eyes to FEMA, the federal agency that handles disasters and emergencies, there were a lot of very angry questions about its response to Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans, as in this interview on All Things Considered.
How many days before your operation finds these people, brings them at least food, water, medical supplies, if not gets them out of there?
And presidential praise turned into a punchline.
And Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
This would be different. FEMA announced a press conference for Tuesday afternoon. Standing at a lectern in front of a couple of mics and with a formal FEMA seal on the curtain behind him, Deputy FEMA Director Harvey Johnson took questions from the press. Tough questions like...
Sir, we understand the secretary and the administrator of FEMA are on their way out there. What is their objective, and is there anyone else traveling with them?
The secretary and Administrator Paulson are flying out to California now to go to San Diego.
A question about lessons learned from Katrina.
It's like, is there day and is there night? And if you take a look at Katrina, where there really was no leaning forward, really, really was not a fabric of federal partners.
An aide interrupted to say only two more questions from the press. Only it wasn't the press at all. As Washington Post columnist Al Kamen revealed this morning, all the questioners were FEMA employees.
And he's just, you know, sort of prattling on about how wonderful FEMA is. And if he doesn't hit every point of their wonderfulness, there's someone there to correct him and help him talk about how wonderful it really is. Oh, and what an extraordinary job it did.
Some cable news channels carried clips from it, but their reporters weren't actually there, as they had been given only 15 minutes warning that it would occur. Kamen's been writing a column on the federal government for 15 years and hasn't seen anything like it.
It takes a prize, really, I think, for chutzpah and bad judgment.
In a statement, FEMA now also concedes it made a lapse in judgment, though the agency says the information conveyed to the public was sound. Even so, FEMA spokesman Mike Wadomski declined to answer any direct questions today about the scandal that's not yet known as Interrogate, and he also didn't take me up on my generous offer to let another FEMA staffer ask my questions for me. To his credit, Wadomski did laugh. This is normally the point in the story where I would interview someone who's an expert on the media, but playing by FEMA's rules, why not me? Okay, I only have time in this piece for a few questions.
Mr. Folkenflik.
Yes, David.
Why would they do this? Can't a skilled spokesman answer even the tough questions?
I'm glad you asked that, David. They should be able to, but this allowed them to fend off embarrassing ones and stay on message. The funny thing is that FEMA's gotten pretty good marks for the California fires.
Well, Mr. Folkenflik, were their questions really any worse than the ones the real journalists would have asked? I mean, some of you guys don't set the bar that high.
Some of the information was useful. FEMA was clearly thinking of this as though it were a Q&A posted on its website. Only this time, they used deception to draw media attention that a Q&A would never get.
Mr. Folkenflik, how did you get so big and tall and dreamy?
Look, these are good questions all, but I've run out of time. David Folkenflik, NPR News.